Starting again.
Alright, so... let's take this asymptotically. Yes, yes, that will work.
Okay, explain math lesson over Skype.
Because there's a billion different ways of explaining it, but I want to figure out the best way of explaining it in plain language.
See, JB, now you can tell your mom you're learning.
No, you aren't.
JB, you're really an English major. These
are relevant facts.
You're never going to use this.
Okay, alright.
Of course, of course.
Alright, okay. It's hard to explain, I guess. Let's say... well, first of all, let's consider with finite numbers, alright? Numbers which aren't zero. And I'll explain to you why you can't divide numbers which aren't zero by zero. And then separately, I'll explain to you why zero on zero makes no sense, alright?
Okay.
JB, if you're going to be recording, record now. Okay. So first of all, if you've got a finite number, then basically what division is, and I'm actually learning about this now, the way that you define a set, first of all, is you define, or the way that you define a group. Okay. So a group, let's go more basic than that. All right. A set. Okay. A set is just a bunch of numbers that you've got. And you say, well, let's take 1, 2, 3 or something. And 1, 2, and 3 is a set. But we can't do anything useful with that set, because we can't say 1 plus 1 equals 2 with that, because we haven't defined what plus means, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is, you have to define a set with an operation to make it something useful, something that we can do stuff with, yeah? And so... a set with an operation on it is called a group, okay? So, one example group is the integers, so z. So that's like negative 1 and negative 100 and stuff, but fractions aren't in that. And in the integers, you've got the operation of addition, and whenever you add any two numbers together, you're not going outside the integers, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So like, if we were to take all the integers except 2, you couldn't turn that into a group, because 1 plus 1 equals 2, and that would be outside the group, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Are you actually following this, or are you just saying...
No, oh. I understand.
I'm following you, I guess.
You have okay. to it's something you have to define.
Okay. To explain why you can't divide by 0, I just have to build up what the real numbers are defined as, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a group. Now, if you want to define, I'm pretty sure it's called a field. Let me just check this, because I haven't done it in a while. But a field is basically a set with two... Yes, there we go. A field is a set with two operations on it. So you can... taking the integers again. If you take two numbers, you can add them. But then you've also got the operation of multiplication that you can do on the integers. And obviously, we know when you multiply any two integers together... then you're going to be getting another integer, right? And so, like, yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Perfect sense.
All right. So that's where you get fields. And so, like, that's the integers, and reals are also a field, obviously. If you're taking irrational numbers and everything, then if you're just adding, multiplying numbers... you will never go outside the reals just by adding and multiplying numbers, yeah?
Right.
Okay. So, then, from that, the way that we have defined addition is we've got some number, and keeping in mind, a lot of the time, fields and groups aren't the reals. Like, we can denote the members of groups and fields by A or B or anything we want. But the fact of the matter is, there will always be, in a group, some member of a group, which will be something called the additive identity. And if you, and like, Just for the sake of argument, we're going to denote these as addition and multiplication. They don't have to necessarily correspond to what we call addition and multiplication in the integers or the reals or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will always be some member which is the additive identity. And in the integers, we've got 1. So basically you take a number of the field and you add 1, you get the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no, I'm doing this wrong. No. No, I was doing that wrong, sorry. Yes, in the field, in any group you'll have a 0, sorry. Yes, that's addition. 1 is for the multiplication. So in any field you have something which is the equivalent of 0. And when you add 0 to it, you'll get exactly the same thing. Yeah, I'm not explaining this too well because I'm doing a fly. Basically, in every group or field, you have a 0. And whenever you add that 0 to something, you'll get the same thing. Similarly, you will have a 1 for the multiplication operation. And whenever you multiply something by this member that we'll denote as 1, you're getting the same thing. Alright?
Right. Yeah.
So.
Sure.
The concept of division, however, is not as strictly defined. Alright? There is no strict way of defining division here. Because the way that we have denoted 0 in this, having built it up from, you know, nothingness, we've basically defined the real numbers from this. We have defined 0 to be the thing which, when you add something to it, you get the same thing, yeah?
No.
So what you can do is, you can say, let's take the number... I'm just going to consider the reals now, because that's what we're talking about, but you can't divide by 0. So let's take 7, for example. And so 7 equals 7, yeah? I'm doing this as an equivalent thing. And then you can say, well, 7 times 1 equals 7 times 1, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take that 1 to brackets, and then you can say, well, 1 plus 0 times 7 is the same as 1 times 7, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then because of the property of distributive property, we know that 7 times 1 plus 0 is equal to 7 times 1 plus 7 times 0, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what we get is 7 times 1 plus 7 times 0 equals 7 plus 1. 7 times 1, sorry. And then we can go and we can subtract 7 times 1 from both sides. And we get 7 times 0 equals 0 exactly, alright?
Right, right.
And that is basically a definitive proof, and we can do that for literally any number on the field, and we can say anything multiplied by 0 is equal to 0.
Mm-hmm.
Just, alright. The way that we define division is, obviously, what two things can you take and multiply them together to get this number? Yeah? Well, the thing about subtraction is you can always subtract something because of the way that we have defined addition.
You can always just add by a negative number.
Yes. Yes, exactly. There has to be an addition with a negative number. So in a group, negative numbers have to exist, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for adding.
Like, addition and subtraction obviously have to exist, or you're not satisfied properties of a group, alright? But when you go to a field, you've got multiplication, and that's working at the same time as addition and subtraction.
But the way division that we're defining, doesn't work is lame.
Yeah, the way that we're defining division is not as strict as addition and subtraction. Because just because something can be added and subtracted, we can't necessarily... and multiplied... we can't necessarily divide. So let's take the set of integers again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got all the integers, you can add on them, you can subtract on them, and you can multiply on them, all right? And you will always get to another integer. But once you start dividing on the integers, that's not true. There are only very specific numbers which you can divide. So like 6, you can divide by 2 or 3, but you can't divide by 4 because you get a fraction and you're no longer on the integers anymore, yeah?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we can't divide by 0, really. Because division is not defined in the same strict sense as addition, subtraction, and multiplication. Okay?
Alright.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. That was basically it. It took How long were they talking?